Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 24 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Our title today is Wandering in Disobedience. John Wesley said, "What one generation tolerates, the next generation will embrace." Our text today is Joshua 5:6. "For the people of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, until all the nation, the men of war who came out of Egypt, perished, because they did not obey the voice of the Lord. The Lord swore to them that he would not let them see the land that the Lord had sworn to their fathers to give to us, a land flowing with milk and honey." These men of war perished. At times, they had courage to fight physical battles, but they couldn't conquer their own selfish natures. They saw the Red Sea open by the power of God, but they couldn't continually open their hearts to God. They saw God's presence hovering over Mount Sinai, but they would not surrender to his presence over their lives. A whole nation wandered for 40 years because of disobedience. Their children and grandchildren were denied promised land living as punishment for not obeying the voice of the Lord. If you study the nation of Israel after they entered Canaan, you'll discover that this new generation makes some of the same mistakes as their forefathers. This new generation will see victories from God when they obey his voice, and they will experience setbacks and suffering when they disobey his word. John Wesley was extremely accurate when he said, "What one generation tolerates, the next generation will embrace." Disobedience hurts on so many levels. First, disobedience disrespects God. Every parent knows this feeling. You do everything you can to love your children. You sacrifice and put their needs above your own. You give until it hurts. And then you tell your children to do something for their own good. And they disobey you. Your children suffer consequences that would not have been theirs if they had only obeyed. You had great plans for them, but disobedience has caused them setbacks in their personal lives. If they would have listened and obeyed, they could have been blessed. Just as disobedience to our earthly parents is disrespectful, disobedience to our heavenly Father is even more so. For he is our Creator. God sacrificed his Son to show his love for us and to give us the gift of salvation. What more could our Father have done to show us his incredible love? God has plans for our lives. He has plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future, yet we disobey him and sometimes miss his blessings. And it is disrespectful to disobey God and miss living in our promised land. Secondly, disobedience causes pain to the one who disobeys. How would you have felt if you wandered for 40 years and never entered the promised land? It must be a horrible feeling to know God brought you out of bondage, but your sin still caused you to miss his best. Joshua 5:6 says that except for Caleb and Joshua, the older generation didn't even get to see Canaan. They never got to look at what God was leading them to. These men of war never got to live in peace because they never stopped fighting against God. They missed the ultimate victory God had for them on earth. While God forgives, sin always has consequences. God is faithful to restore, but disobedience is always painful. Finally, disobedience also hurts those around us. Sin always has a ripple effect. People closest to you are the ones most affected by your disobedience. Talk to the parents of a prodigal son. Question the relatives of an addict or the child of an alcoholic. Sin hurts and sin causes heartache. Just ask the new generation headed to the promised land if their parents' sin negatively impacted their faith journey. If it were not for the grace of God, where would we be? I am so thankful for God's grace that covers our sins and restores our lives. Let his grace move on you to a place where you live in obedience. As you live in submission to Christ, you display your respect and love for your Father God, while you and those around you enjoy the fullness of all God has planned for you. As someone once appropriately said, sin will take you farther than you want to go, keep you longer than you wanted to stay, and cost you more than you want to pay. Disobedience cost one generation of Israel 40 years of wandering in the wilderness and the Promised Land. Questions. How has disobeying God's voice impacted your life? In what ways has your sin influenced others? How does Galatians 6, 7 through 9 relate to today's devotion? It reads, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap, if we don't give up." How can God heal and restore you by His grace as you seek to faithfully obey Him today? Pray with me. Lord, give us grace to overcome the consequences of the sin in our lives, as well as the consequences of the sins in those around us, such that we can live as fully an abundant life as you wish for us. In your name we pray. Amen.